Open Space Event 2, Advocating for Change. 14th of February 2022 blog post. Across the Culture Collective Network, we've been making space for slower, deeper connections via a series of open space events facilitated by our friends at Improbable. We held the second of these events this week. You can find the notes from our first event here. Like all open space events, this time together doesn't have a set agenda. Participants self-organise to create their own spaces to explore issues of shared interest. Any participant can timetable a topic or call a session on something that they want to work on, and nothing is out of bounds. This time, we invited people working within Culture Collective projects and those from wider sector too, recognising our commitment to working collaboratively and openly with others in the sector. The theme for this event marked a change in tone from our first gathering too, looking beyond the network to wider sectoral and societal change. The questions that brought us together were: what needs to change to support creative and community-rooted activity? If activism and advocacy is to grow out of our collective activity, what should we be advocating for? Open Space 2, Illustration by Blanche Ellis. The visual minutes are a hand-drawn illustration in pink, orange and white. The page is divided into two rough halves. The top half is white and the bottom half is made up of two wide sweeping lines, one orange, one pink, which make up a gentle hill shape on the left-hand side of the page. At the top of the page, large text on a white background asks the question from the session: what needs to change to support creative and community-rooted activity? What should we be advocating for? The remainder of the illustration captures the key points from the session, which are, in the order that they appear on the illustration from left to right in the white section: we are here to nurture and spark conversations. We are here because we care. Celebration. We are so glad to be asked and asking these questions. Above a small illustration of people holding question signs, how do we support practitioners who work with community in the midst of a mental health crisis? To try with Culture Collective, counselling sessions, peer-to-peer training, stroke coaching, mindfulness, mental health first aid, duty of care to freelancers from organisations and the people who hire them. Funding applications ask how will artists be supported through the project. Creative coffee and chat time as we do for communities. Is a cup of tea enough? Followed by a cloud of doubts. Then an illustration of a worried-looking person scratching their head and the words, "Are we overthinking?" Participation is key. Yes, and good art is participatory. If it connects with community, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Paid time for planning and reflection. Orange section. How do we rethink the problem-solving narrative? Artists are facilitators, not fixers. If money is the answer, what is the question? Who says this is the problem? How do we define community without othering? An illustration of a person with praying hands and a glowing red heart. Set your own values and boundaries and be intentional. How do we respond creatively to tension and potential conflict in communities? Foster neutral space, prepare the ground. How do we foster longer-term trusting relationships? An orange way marker says, beyond project-based funding. Pink section, whose creativity is valued? How do we define relationships with community partners? Do we need a compass, a North Star, but not a fixed destination? This is a moment. Could it be a movement? It already is. We found space to talk about the mental health crisis, the role of and duty of care to artists, whose creativity is valued, and how to avoid gatekeeping. Working with prejudice, tensions, and conflict. Money and the way that funding and employment structures shape our work. We'll be using these conversations to shape our explorations and advocacy over the coming year. Our open space events are illustrated by artist Blanche Ellis. A written description of the illustration is also available.